HVAC online directories, Yelp, Who's, Bark, Nextdoor, and the BBB, a plain rundown of the low-friction directories that seed an HVAC company's online presence and reviews fast. Google Business Profile, Yelp, Who's, Bark, Nextdoor, and the BBB, which ones actually matter, how to set each up, and how to build your first honest reviews. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, when somebody's furnace quits and they don't already have a tech, they type HVAC near me into their phone and they pick from whatever shows up. The directories below are where that whatever shows up lives. Some are free, some sell you leads, some are basically a review wall. But together they're how a brand new shop with no reputation starts looking like a real, findable, trustworthy business. None of them require a website to get going, which is why they're the fastest way to plant a flag. This is the Earl of Presence layer. It won't replace word of mouth, and it won't carry a mature company on its own. But in your first year, it's how strangers find you and how they decide whether to call. Why it matters. A new contractor's biggest problem isn't doing the work, is that nobody knows you exist and nobody has a reason to trust you yet. A homeowner about to let a stranger into their house with a torch and a $400 invoice wants proof you're not going to rob them. Reviews and a real-looking profile are that proof. 5 honest reviews on Google will win you more calls than a slick truck rep, because the homeowner is reading them at 9 p.m. with no heat, deciding who to let in tomorrow morning. How to set each one up. Google Business Profile, do this first, today. This is the single most valuable one and it's free. It's what populates the map pack and the little business card on the right of search results. Claim your profile. Verify it. Google mails a postcard or does a video verification. Set your service area, hours, phone, and service categories: HVAC contractor, furnace repair service, air conditioning contractor. Add real photos of your truck and completed jobs. Then ask every happy customer for a Google review. This is where reviews pay off the most. If you do nothing else on this list, do this. Yelp, still heavily used for home services, especially in bigger metros and on the coasts, weaker in rural areas. Claim the free business page, fill it out completely, and add photos. Yelp's review filter is aggressive. It hides reviews it thinks are solicited or from inactive accounts, so don't be surprised when a real review gets buried. Yelp will call you hard to sell ads. You can run the free page indefinitely. Only buy ads once you know your numbers and have spare cash to test. Who's? This one is remodel and design heavy. It's worth real effort if you do system replacements, ductwork and renovations, or high-end residential. Homeowners on Who's are planning projects and have budget. It's near useless if you're chasing emergency repair calls. Build a free profile, load your best installation photos, clean line sets, tidy mechanical rooms, Who's is visual, and ask install customers to leave a review. Bark. This is a paper lead marketplace, not a directory you rank on. A homeowner posts a job, Bark sells that lead to several pros, and you pay for the credits to respond. It can get you early calls when you have zero reputation, but you're paying for contacts that may not answer and that your competitors also bought. Treat it as a paid experiment with a hard monthly cap. Track what each closed job actually cost you, and drop it the moment your free channels outperform it. Nextdoor, the neighborhood social network. People constantly ask who's a good HVAC company in their feed, and a recommendation here carries serious weight because it's coming from an actual neighbor. Claim a free business page. The real value is in genuine neighbor referrals, when a customer recommends you in a thread. That's gold. Don't spam the feed. Be the company people organically name. Better Business Bureau BBB. Accreditation is paid an annual fee that scales with company size. The honest take: the BBB matters less than it used to, but an older, trust-cautious customer base still checks it, and in a rating is a quiet credibility signal. You can have a free, unclaimed BBB listing that customers can still leave complaints on, so at minimum claim it and respond to anything that lands there. Paying for accreditation is optional and worth it mainly if your customers skew older or you do big-ticket replacements. How to build your first reviews. Ethically, you cannot buy reviews, trade reviews for discounts, or write them yourself. Platforms detect fake reviews and will nuke your profile, and it's the kind of thing that ends a small business's reputation permanently. The honest way is simple and works. Ask every satisfied customer, every time, right after the job. The best moment is when the heat just came back on and they're relieved and grateful. If you were happy with the work, a quick review on Google really helps a small shop like mine. Mind if I text you the link? Make it one tap. Text them the direct review link on the spot. The harder it is, the fewer you get. Don't filter for only 5 stars or gate reviews behind a survey. That's against most platforms' rules. Ask everyone happy and let it be honest. Respond to every review, good or bad. A calm, professional reply to a complaint impresses future readers more than the complaint hurts you. A steady trickle of real reviews from real jobs beats a sudden pile of suspicious ones that get flagged. What it costs or pays. Google Business Profile, Yelp's basic page, Who's, and Nextdoor pages are all free to set up. Bark costs per lead, budget a hard monthly cap and expect to pay for some dead-end contacts. BBB accreditation is an annual fee. Realistically, in year one, your free Google Profile plus honest reviews will outturn every paid option on this list. Paper lead sites are best treated as a temporary bridge while your organic reputation builds, not a permanent line item. Tips and gotchas. Keep your name, address, and phone number identical across every listing. Inconsistent info, different phone numbers. HVAC vs. heating and cooling confuses search engines and splits your reputation. A physical address vs. service area business is a real choice on Google. If you work out of your house and don't want it public, set it as a service area business and hide the address. Photos move the needle more than words. A clean install photo says this person is careful louder than any tagline. Don't overinvest early. Claim everything free. Pour your energy into Google reviews, and only open your wallet for paid leads once you can measure what a closed job costs you there. Paid lead marketplaces sell the same lead to multiple pros. Speed of response is everything. If you can't call back within minutes, you're paying for leads your competitors close. Bottom line, claim Google Business Profile today and make it great. That's 80% of the value. Add free pages on Yelp and Nextdoor. Add Who's if you do nice installs, and treat Bark and BBB accreditation as optional paid experiments you can cut anytime. Then put your real effort into earning honest reviews one happy customer at a time. That's the foundation everything else builds on.